Dear brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ, today Holy Mother the Church celebrates the feast of Epiphany. The Greek word Epiphany means appearance or manifestation. First, the angels revealed Jesus to the shepherds. In the Western Church, the feast of the Epiphany celebrates Jesus' first appearance to the Gentiles, represented by the Magi, while in the Eastern Church, the feast is the commemoration of the baptism of Christ, where the Father and the Holy Spirit gave combined testimony to Jesus' identity as the Son of God. Later, in the synagogue at Nazareth, Jesus revealed himself as the promised Messiah, and at Cana, he revealed his divinity by transforming water into wine. These multiple revelations are all suggested by the Feast of Epiphany. The scriptural lessons today. The adoration of the Magi fulfills the oracle of Isaiah that we heard in the first reading, prophesying that the nations of the world will travel to the holy city following a brilliant light and will bring gold and incense to contribute to the worship of God. Paul's letter to the church of Ephesus in today's second reading expresses God's secret plan in clear terms. The Gentiles are co-partners in the promise in Christ Jesus through the gospel. Today's gospel reminds us that if God permitted the Magi, foreigners and pagans, to recognize and give Jesus proper respect as the King of Jews, we should know that there is nothing in our sinful lives that would keep God from bringing us to Jesus. There were three groups of people who reacted to the epiphany of Christ's birth. The first group, headed by King Herod, tried to eliminate him. The second group, priests and scribes, ignored him. And the third group, represented by the shepherds and the Magi, came to adore him, worship him. While they were talking about the story of the three wise men during the celebration of the feast of Epiphany, a woman asked her parish priest this question: "Father, do you know why God gave the star to the wise men rather than wise women?" When the priest professed his ignorance about the question, the woman told him, "God knows men are too proud to ask directions. If there had been three wise women instead of three wise men, they would have asked for directions, arrived on time, helped deliver the baby, cleansed the manger, made a casserole, and given some practical gifts." Today, let us see what are our practical life messages, the liturgy of the word today, as well as the feast of Epiphany teaches us. Firstly, let us make sure that we belong to the third group, represented by the shepherds and the Magi, came to worship and adore him. by worshipping Jesus at Mass with the gold of our love, the myrrh of humility, and the frankincense of our adoration. By giving a new direction to our lives, choosing as the Magi chose another route to return to their homes, a better way of life, abstaining from proud and impure thoughts, evil habits, and selfish behavior. By becoming stars leading others to Jesus, as the star led the Magi to Jesus, removing the darkness of the evil around us and radiating Jesus' love through selfless service, unconditional forgiveness, and compassionate care. Like the Magi, let us offer Jesus our gifts on this feast of the Epiphany. Our gifts of friendship with God in the form of all-hearted love and devotion. Our gift of friendship with others by leading them to Jesus through our exemplary lives of Christian charity in action. Our gifts of reconciliation with God by daily asking His pardon and forgiveness for our sins, and giving unconditional forgiveness to our friends. And our gifts of peace by seeking God's peace in our own lives through prayer, the sacramental life, and daily meditation on the Word of God. Once a boy asked his dad, "Dad, if three frogs were sitting on a branch of a tree that hangs over a pool, a pond, and one frog decided to jump off into the pool, how many frogs would be left on the branch of the tree?" The dad replied, "Two." "No," the son replied, "here is the question again. There are three frogs and one decided to jump. How many are left?" The dad said, "Oh, I get the point. If one decided to jump, the others also would follow. So there are none left, nothing left." The boy said, "No, Dad, the answer is three. The frog only decided to jump and not jumped." Does that sound like our last year's resolutions? Great inspiration and great resolutions, but oftentimes we only decide and months later we are still on the same limb of doing nothing. We hear many speaking, "Next year I will give up drinking, smoking, and many other bad habits." It's important that we put into practice. Let us back up and persevere in all our decisions and resolutions to become good and better. We have just entered the new year. Let us sanctify every day of the new year. Firstly, by offering all the activities of the day for God's glory every morning, thus transforming them into prayers. Secondly, by asking for the anointing and strengthening of the Holy Spirit to do good to others and to avoid evil. Thirdly, by remaining faithful to our family prayers and Bible reading at night. Fourthly, by asking God's pardon and forgiveness for our sins committed during the day. And fifthly, by seeking God's special protection during our sleep. Before we sleep, let us say, "Good night, Lord. Father, into your hands I commend my spirit." May the good Lord bless all of us in this regard, and let us pray for this grace during this Eucharistic celebration. Amen.